Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike DeTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight. Come on by and talk to us and talk a little bit of Saints football or whatever you want to talk about. Bob, one of the things with Tyler Shuck, I was impressed. Two-minute offense, it was, you know, basically Spencer Rattler, and then at the end it was, hey, kid, get in there, get us in field position. He was able to do so, so I had a friend of mine text me, man, what is this, Mike? Three-state slant passes. My thing is, keep throwing it until they stop it. Man, he hit on all three.
I ain't bitching at that. I threw a bunch of slants there, Eric Martin. Can you move the chains? First down, Saints. You know, then you hit a chunk play. People think he just bombs away all the time. What the hell are you talking about? Now they're squatting on routes. That's how we got a touchdown. Then you do a double move. And look how open-tipped him was. Man,
it was a little stutter and then go field.
Man, he kind of bobbled that. I'm like, man, you better not.
I think he might have lost it in the sun a little bit.
But he did catch it, so it was a touchdown. And no, I'm a Mason Tipton fan, so maybe it wasn't just him playing in Jefferson Parish. He actually did something good out in L.A.
Yeah, he graduated from that old airline drive.
Because we needed that, Mike. You got to have those explosive plays, and it's how you handle adversity. You know, you look at Tyler Shuck. Now, you know, you got to give him credit. You know, Mike, when you look at an individual trying to make a team, don't you think if you're doing Chargers radio, Rodgers, if you look at that cat. Okay, here he had four total tackles, two interceptions, a pick six, and three pass defending, a tackle on special teams.
Made some plays yesterday.
But I'm saying you can never let a defensive back or anything sit on your routes and cheat. That's why, you know, even though Tyler Shuck, he comes up with the pick six with the interception, Mike, he doesn't pout. He's able to, and he should. He's old enough, able to handle the adversity. And then all of a sudden it's a 43-yard touchdown pick six. Now we're losing 17-3. But then, Mike, then he bounces back. And then we recognize the coaching staff and the players recognize the Chargers were sitting on the routes. So on the next drive, the very next drive, Shuck hit Mason Tipton, 54-yard touchdown on a deep bomb down the field. That's what you want to see. I would rather see not a pick six. I'd rather see an interception and then a big touchdown pass, then a big touchdown pass, then the interception. You know, because that means, okay, you have an adversity and how you bounce back. And that, to me, Tyler Shuck. And, Mike, like you were saying, getting in a field goal range, he looked very comfortable when he led the Saints. A minute 38 seconds left on a 10-play, 52-yard drive that resulted in a Blake Groupie field goal just before halftime. See, you're getting points. Something as simple as that. You might think, well, Bobby, there's nothing to write home about. But that's productivity.
For a rookie player?
Yeah.
Man, listen, you did your job. Who made that play, though? Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Watch it again. There's a secondary guy running through the gap, and Clyde did what he did at LSU for Joe Burrow. He stoned him in that gap, and he gave Tyler enough time to get the ball out, and it was an easy throw to Tipton. But that play would not have happened had Clyde not been aware of that guy coming right up the seam to go after Shuck.
Well, that's why being a complete running back and not just, oh, I'm a runner. No, you got to know what the hell to do in pass protection and not guess. You know, that could be an advantage for him over like a Kendre Miller or whoever like Velus Jones. You can't guess and to know your plays. Okay, can I be an every down back, first, second, third down? It's not just running the ball. Yes, you're a great runner. But can we trust you in a passing situation, third down, where you're not out in the route because the opponent's bringing it? And you got to know who in the hell you got to block, and then you got to block him. You know, so that's what Clyde Edwards said. Mike, that bodes well just as a good
that's
run.
That's as good as a 50-yard touchdown for me on a run.
Yes, because the quarterback, the coaches can trust you that if you're in that situation, you know what you're doing.
I remember Joe Burrow telling me the story about they were playing Auburn. He said, man, Steele was giving them all these different looks. And he said, one play, I didn't see it till he was right there. The safety had run up to the line of scrimmage, ran back, but it was a delayed blitz. And he said, man, I'm waiting for Justin to get open downfield, Jefferson. All of a sudden, at the corner of my eye, I see that safety, and he's rolling right up the gap. And Clyde catches him, and he used that term, and I've said it too. He wheelbarrowed him. He caught him low, and he said he just kind of dumped right in front of him. He said kind of shook him up. He kind of fell on his head. He's looking around. Joe sort of sidestepped him and was able to get the football throw downfield to Jefferson.
Yeah, instead of getting sacked, you have a big play. And, you know, and then if he would have got sacked, a lot of people don't realize. Like,
look at Burrow.
No. They might say the offensive line sucks.
Yeah.
And they don't realize that when the people are bringing the house, the running back or tight end, whatever, just as important as the offensive line when you try to pass protect against an opponent that not a four-man rush. I'm talking about when they're trying to confuse your pass blocking schemes, and they're going to do stunts. And they're trying to free up somebody. That happened with us. What happened with Little Bryce? Little Bryce, the first game against Carolina last year. How do you think Alante Taylor got three sacks? Because
didn't even adjust to it.
Yeah, that was a game plan. And Alante Taylor, he's finishing. Now, you can't just get a quarterback hurry, a quarterback pressure. But he's finishing. And that's like, the offensive line didn't do their job. And I guarantee you, if I look back at that,
the back went out for the pass twice.
Yeah, and then
didn't even see him.
And then Bryce didn't realize, because the back's free-releasing. He's not protecting. I got to dump it off to him. I can't be holding the ball, because then, therefore, you get a sack.